Michigan's Governor Gretchen Whitmer is not backing down. After more protests at the Capitol building in Lansing yesterday, there were some protesters heavily armed there. Governor Whitmer has extended Michigan's state of emergency declaration through May 28th. Republicans say Whitmer's use of executive order to extend the date is an abuse of power and are reportedly threatening to sue her. For more, let's bring in Abigail Sensky, who's a reporter with WKAR in East Lansing, who was at the protest yesterday. Abigail, let's first talk about the protest itself, because there are photos circulating of very heavily armed protesters shouting at Capitol Police. Describe the scene you saw yesterday.
So those militia members were there to provide what organizers called additional security, although there was a high presence of Michigan State Police that were also there. There were more people gathered on the Capitol lawn yesterday than there were a few weeks ago when thousands of people drove to Lansing. State police estimate between 400 and 700 people showed up on the lawn yesterday, about a third of them social distancing and wearing masks. There were a collection of different groups there, anti-abortion rights protesters, religious protesters, and people waving Trump 2020 flags and Don't Tread on Me flags. And they were there to protest because they say the stay-at-home order is unconstitutional. And later, when the protest moved inside, they chanted "Our house" and let us in outside of the House of Representatives chamber. And some armed protesters made their way into the Senate gallery.
Do you have a sense of who's organizing these protests?
Yeah, so the group Michigan United for Liberty was the group that organized this on Facebook. They're classified as a nonprofit. They've actually sued the governor. And their event was actually taken down several times because it technically violates Facebook's policy that's, you know, as encouraging people to violate social distancing. So there were kind of a collection of groups that sprung up to repost the event. So the main group was Michigan United for Liberty.
Meanwhile, the coronavirus has killed nearly 4,000 people in Michigan, making it the state with the third most deaths after New York and New Jersey. What did people there say about that?
So everyone I talked to generally agreed that the coronavirus is real, but some of them thought the deaths from COVID-19, especially here in Michigan, were being inflated and overreported. Other people I talked to said that they didn't believe that the virus was, quote, floating around at the protest. But, you know, some other protesters I talked to agreed that the governor's first orders were necessary to flatten the curve and protect our hospitals and healthcare workers. But now they would like to see the governor getting approval from the state legislature, which is dominated by Republicans, to further extend the emergency declaration here.
And just a few seconds here, but what happens next?
So the governor has issued an emergency declaration through the 28th, and Republicans in the state legislature are gearing up for a legal challenge. So this could turn into a court battle.
That is Abigail Sensky, who is covering what's happening in Michigan for WKAR in East Lansing. Abigail, thank you.
Of course.
And interesting to hear there that people think that the number of deaths is overreported. A lot of the data suggests that it could be underreported.